This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The FBI's former deputy director says 2 years ago, top law enforcement officials considered invoking a constitutional amendment to remove President Donald Trump from office after he fired former director James Comey. We get the details from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Andrew McCabe says he worried the probes could vanish in the night without a trace. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes he wanted to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion to make sure it could not be closed without any record if he was fired like his former boss, Jim Comey. President Trump this morning says McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. lawmakers are set to vote later today on a funding deal to avert another government shutdown while providing money for barrier construction and other security measures at the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that he hopes that President Donald Trump will sign the package and avoid another government shutdown.
We'll be voting to avoid a second partial shutdown and provide the certainty of a fully functioning federal government.
Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, a Democrat from New York, said that everyone, including the president, should want to avoid another shutdown.
Everyone, I believe including the president, wants to avoid a repeat of what happened before Christmas. Everyone wants to avoid another senseless government shutdown.
The House of Representatives is expected to approve the legislation before sending it to Trump, whose signature is needed for it to become law. The president has not publicly said he will sign the measure, but he has also noted he does not want another partial government shutdown. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 40 paramilitary soldiers were killed Thursday in Indian Kashmir when a bomber rammed a vehicle laden with explosives into a convoy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The car bombing is thought to be the deadliest assault on security forces in Kashmir in 2 decades. Police say the attack occurred as a military convoy reached the outskirts of the disputed region's main city of Srinagar. One bus was destroyed and at least 5 other vehicles damaged by the blast. One official says he thinks the destroyed bus was carrying at least 35 soldiers. The Pakistan-based Islamist group Jaish-e-Mohammed has said it carried out the bombing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration lashed out at some of America's closest traditional allies Thursday, including Britain, France, and Germany, accusing them of trying to break U.S. sanctions against Iran. In a speech to a Middle East conference in Poland, Vice President Mike Pence said European allies have been working to help Iran avoid the bite of U.S. sanctions.
It's an ill-advised step that will only strengthen Iran, weaken the EU, and create still more distance between Europe and the United States.
Pence also called on European nations to join the United States in withdrawing from the landmark 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called Iran the top security threat to the Middle East and said confronting the Islamic Republic is the key to reaching peace in the entire region. Iran has denounced the gathering as an American anti-Iran circus. The World Health Organization says that measles outbreaks and deaths are surging globally, putting years of progress made in reducing the killer virus at risk. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The WHO Director of Immunization, Vaccines and Biologicals, Catherine O'Brien, says progress is at risk because of the failure to vaccinate many children in all regions of the world.
Measles as a virus is one of the most contagious infections that there is. For every case of measles that occurs in a setting where people are not immune, 9 to 10 additional cases will occur simply because of exposure to that case.
The WHO says many children in poor countries are not being vaccinated because they live in marginalized areas where clinics are not easily reached. In wealthier countries, it says parents sometimes choose not to have their children immunized because of false claims that the vaccine is dangerous. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And the U.S. Senate voted along political lines to confirm William Barr as the Attorney General. Barr, who served in the same job in the George H.W. Bush administration, succeeds the fired Jeff Sessions, who had recused himself from Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in U.S. politics. I'm David Byrd.